Radio.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hey, there he is.
Hello.
How's it going, sir?
It's going well.
Excellent. Even after watching this movie?
Yes. Even after watching.
So you watched it like last week or something, didn't you?
I did. I had watched a movie for Daniel's podcast, the Mustachio Podcastio, and then I did one for They Must Be Destroyed on Sight, and I had you guys, so like three back to back to back.
Oh, but wait, were they all like asylum movies or something, or did they have you watch good ones?
There was a great deal of variation between them. They Must Be Destroyed on Sight, I actually watched one of my favorite movies of all time. It was a neo-noir, and it was really good. So it was about as different as it could be.
Nice. And I'm assuming for Daniels, it was something with tits and mustaches, because that's what it's all about, baby.
Yeah. It's funny, right now I can't remember what it was that we watched for Daniels.
Nice. Well, thank you for joining us for this one.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Of course. Yeah, I'm going to be sending out invites for the next round here. And we're doing that, I don't know, I told you about that road trip we're doing next week. But when I come back from that mid-April, we're going to be sending out the next group. And you like okay. Squatch movies?
I do. I have a friend who has something like 100 of them on VHS.
I seem to remember that. Were you on Shriek of the Mutilated?
With I was us not.
Your younger bit? Okay. Because I don't know, for some reason, I seem to remember. I think Chef Robbie's really into Sasquatch movies, but I don't know. It must have been something else I heard you on or something.
Yeah, I'm not really into Sasquatch. Well, I mean, you know the kind of movies I'm into. I'm just into bad movies. So
yeah, well, spoilers, a lot of Sasquatch movies.
What?
I'll send you the list here in a couple of weeks, and we'll make sure we get you on a good spot.
I remember watching one from about 1968, and all I remember is it had John Carradine in it.
That's on our list.
Shit. Yeah, it's like 1970. It's like John Carradine and a bunch of bikers, right?
Yeah, and it's almost entirely devoid of action.
Yeah, I believe it's called Bigfoot, and spoilers, it's on the list.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, come on, it's got some of our favorite things.
John Carradine and
bikers, John Carradine and Mad Apes.
And a Carradine, any Carradine.
It's a shame Robert wasn't. Or David, I don't know. Oh man, 1970 David Carradine, that'd have been baby-faced if there is such a thing.
The Mecha A program is complete.
Our target, a chemical weapons factory, full address code.
Americans come here without any consequence.
We must turn their own war machine against them. Proceed.
The Mecha Ape is in motion.
Let the Americans witness the terror they have built.
Madam Deputy Secretary, Mecha Ape has been activated outside of our control.
We saw what Abraham and that lizard did in Washington, D.C.
Push a while down far enough to reach the breaking point.
The Mecha Ape is a walking arsenal. Make sure that thing doesn't reach Chicago. I have to get on board! The Voladreskin FID has assumed control of Mecha Ape.
We got another Washington, D.C. on our hands. We need to fight this with an appropriate response. We'll send the ape.
Has been taken. There's a live warhead on board. Evacuate the city immediately.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I learned from movies tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Oh, we are continuing April with 2023's Ape versus Mecha Ape. Oh, but babe, we're not alone for this one.
Oh, my.
We simply couldn't keep this one to ourselves, even though it was a first time watch. And yeah, we had no idea what to expect, but you kind of know based on who made it. But joining us, we have the one, the only Chef Robbie. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. I would think that anytime someone thinks of a giant ape, that it, you know, I should come to mind.
So. Yeah. Welcome to the club.
Yeah. Apes, 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 yeah. Apes and dinosaurs, apes, apes, apes.
We definitely have our niche. Dinosaurs. Robbie, was this your first time watching this movie? Of course it was.
This was indeed my first time watching this movie. And I got to say, at the very beginning, I was a bit lost.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, okay. So when we were watching this too, we're like, how many movies in are we into this series that we don't know about? Apparently we're really deep. But yeah,
I feel like I started with the Deadly Hallows, or the Deathly Hallows.
Like, yeah, so what's with this kid with the scar on his forehead? I don't get it. Why doesn't that guy have a nose? Yeah.
Right.
Well, before we dive into this, babe, I don't know about you. I'm a little thirsty.
I'm still sober.
Oh, let's try to take care of that. Let's see. From Ketos Brewing in Salt Lake City, Utah, we have their Ketos Ice Craft Malt Liquor.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. 8.1% alcohol by volume. What? I was not expecting that.
I'm really glad we didn't drink this with the wine the other night.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Yeah. For Ketos, Ketos means thanks in Finnish and is the driving principle behind everything we do here. We're thankful to be able to brew our craft Ketos Ice using only the finest quality ingredients. Thankful for generous planet, or for a generous planet that provides them, and thankful for family and friends to enjoy it with. Our high efficiency system allows us to brew with less water, producing less waste and less impact to show that gratitude every day. We're proud to brew in Salt Lake City and proud to say Ketos. There you go. Yeah, we actually just did a Homebrew Taw Dark Edition. Basically a homebrew judging there this past week and got to see their high efficiency brew system.
All the dark beers.
It's pretty sweet. Like it's like a standard brew system, but then there's a portion of it that's like a French press, so it squeezes out all those extra malts and sugars and stuff out of all the grains. And apparently it is supposed to achieve like 99% efficiency with getting all the sugar out, where a standard system's like, even a good one's like 75%.
Right.
But yeah,
wow,
pretty sweet. So now they're making malt liquor with it, but it's craft malt liquor. Course. So yeah, we shall see. And my top.
Yeah.
Woo, who's top? Yeah. And the poor.
Ooh,
very light straw color, maybe a little darker than that, but
yeah, definitely like a straw color. Looks like it's crystal clear. Yeah. Has a white foamy head that is completely dissipated already.
The bubbles dissipate quickly.
Totally effervescent. It
This
almost smells citrusy.
Yeah, this is actually, so usually when it's like the craft malt liquors like 8%, it's like what, Cobra and all Hurricane and shit like that, and it's like, oh yeah, this smells awful, but yeah, this one's actually kind of pleasant.
The last one I had was the brewers had made it with corn flakes, and it tasted like frosted flakes. It was not. It was corn and sugar.
Magnificent is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I like my cereal, but I don't want to drink it that way.
Oh, man. He's really not going to like our Captain Crunch IPA.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was going to say, we've had Frosted Flake and Captain Crunch.
We sure have.
And we had that chicken and waffles.
Mm, yeah.
Ale. Made with real chicken and real waffles.
Guys, go to Homebrew Con when you get the chance. You'll try some stuff you'll regret later.
The chicken and waffles was actually not that bad. It not mostly bad. Tasted like a... poultry seasoning, and yeah, like a good malty backbone and a little bit of maple syrup. And I got a chicken necklace for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
As for Ketos Ice here, yeah, this tastes like a smooth craft malt liquor.
Yeah.
Just nice and smooth. It doesn't have that that tinny aftertaste, even though this is that aluminum can and stuff, sometimes you get that with
this is shit. Really fresh. Yeah. You can tell Kitos made this not that long ago.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
Right? It'll get you drunk. Are you drinking anything on your end, Robbie?
I am. I'm having actually the beer that I sent you, a year ago, Creature Comforts Tropicalia.
That is a fantastic beer, sir.
Yeah. It's one that I pretty much always have in the fridge. So that's why I'm having it. I had intended to go to pick something up today and forgot. And I can always count on this being present.
Yeah, it's hard to find a beer that's ape or robo ape themed, but I'm sure it's out there somewhere. But yeah, speaking of which, 2023's Ape versus Mecha Ape. Oh, baby. From writer-director Mark Gottlieb.
Who's he, Steve?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. As a director, he directed Cousin Howard, this, and coming soon, babe, 8X Mecha Ape, New World Order.
Oh,
it
shit.
It sounds very intentionally like a certain movie we're going to watch tomorrow afternoon, so... And also coming up, Fortune Zombies. So keep an eye out for those.
Alrighty.
But he's also a writer, babe. But before he was going and directing, he was the writer of Planet of the Sharks, Alien Convergence, Triassic World, Deathcember. Spoilers. This is going to be coming up soon. Fast and Fierce : Death Race. It's basically a Fast and Furious knockoff starring DMX. 2013 DMX or something.
I'm
like
in.
That.
Yeah, I'm yeah. in.
He also wrote Aquarium of the Dead, Jungle Run, Hypocritical Hit, Top Gunner : Danger Zone. Gee, wonder when that came out, Maverick. Super Volcano, 20.0 Megaquake, and of course, 2025 Armageddon.
Oh, shit.
We may be watching a few of these now.
I mean, yes.
But of course, starring in this movie, Tom Arnold as Hamilton. Insert clip from the musical here. No. But you may be wondering, who's Tom Arnold? Over 200 credits. Guys, let's face it. You know him from the mid to late 90s when he was in True Lies, The Stupids, Soul Plane, McHale's Navy, and of course, Exit Wounds, starring
DMX. That's what we'll give to you.
Also starring in this movie, though, we have Anna Telfer as Sloane.
Who's she, Steve?
I'm glad you asked. Well, since 2020, she's been quite busy because she's been in Aquarium of the Dead, Planet Dune, Top Gunner : Danger Zone, Time Pirates, Tomorrow, This, Under the Influencer, The Puppet Man, and Queerly Departed with four others in post-production. Oh, what are those? How about The Lost, The Winemaker, That's Not My Mother, and What Found Me in the Woods on a Night Like Tonight?
Queerly Departed?
Queerfully Departed.
Departed. All right. Yeah.
We also have Lisa Ellie as Laura. Who's she? She was in Megalodon Rising, Top Gunner : Danger Zone. Hey, I'm sensing a theme. Love at the Lodge, and of course, this.
All right.
We also have Jack Pearson as Joel. 40 credits, including Return to Nim's Island, Psychopath. That's right, two separate words. Fast and Fierce : Death Race, Shark Season, Jungle Run, War of the Worlds : Annihilation. Oh, he was Mark in one episode of Pam and Tommy. Hey, that's a real thing we've seen.
Hey, and : Annihilation.
Yeah.
Wait, is that Pam and Tommy? Or is...
Yeah, I mean, both, I guess.
Oh, boy. Guys, Pam and Tommy actually was really good.
It really is. But guys, there's more. Jurassic Domination, Attack on Titan, Super Volcano, 20.0 Megaquake, Ice Storm, This, DC Down, not to be confused with White House Down, 3 Days to Forever,
Olympus Has Fallen?
Yep, or Angel Has Fallen, or London Has Fallen, yeah, no.
Oh, we could do a whole month.
We could do a Fallen month.
Yeah.
And of course, Corbin Tinbrook as Pierce. Who's he? 80 plus credits. But probably most famous for being Lance in 1990s Ski Patrol. I'm assuming he's a douche with a character named like Lance in
I
that
mean,
movie.
usually.
It's been a while. Two episodes of Renegade, babe, so coming soon.
Oh shit, Renegade.
We're about 15 episodes into our Renegade run since we completed Highlander series, and man, oh man, that show's great.
All right, Steve, you get to spend your night with one. Is it Lorenzo Lamas or Briscoe Richmond?
Oh, Branscombe. It's got to be Branscombe. He's a stuntman.
Right?
He's at least going to entertain me with stories.
Oh, I meant sexually, but okay.
Yeah. Hey, during the refractory period, do you want to hear Lorenzo Lamas, I don't know, comb his hair?
I mean, that's true. You want somebody to who has a good conversation.
But he was also in Sunset After Dark, Devil's Highway, Creepies 2, Merry Christmas, This, A Christmas Vintage, and of course, Nanny's Revenge.
All
These
right.
titles are great. And the last one I want to bring up, Xander Bailey as Arnott. Who is he? 50 plus credits, including 4 episodes of Passions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rise of the Argonauts, Tale of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood, Titanic 666, Bullet Train Down, Shark Waters, this, and 5 other movies currently in post-production. So, also busy. Man, oh man. Robbie, how'd you watch this movie?
I think it was on Tubi.
It absolutely is on Tubi. Please watch it on Tubi if you're going to watch this movie. Oh, but you can get it on Amazon Prime for $2. Just get Tubi, guys. Come on. Tubi, support Tubi so it'll stick around. Oh, so we push play. And man, oh man, when that Asylum 25th anniversary thing comes up, I'm like, yeah, it's been a good quarter century, I think.
I mean, yeah. When
the Asylum logo comes up, you know what you're about to get.
Yeah. It's like, as soon as it comes up, it's like, hey, just leave your expectations at the door, okay? This is gonna be fun. It'll be funner if you just let it happen.
Yeah. Just let it wash over you.
Yeah. So then we pop into Volodrezhka Chemical Plant or something like that in I couldn't even write it down fast enough. I assume it's like fake country Russia or whatever. But obviously we're looking at this place and it's deep in the glorious hills of California.
Yes.
Like you expect a car to be going off of a highway and exploding down one of those cliffs, and it's like, oh, I know exactly where this is. But this chemical plant's under attack. Oh, what's it? What is it? Is everything's rumbling? Quick, everybody outside! Holy shit! There's a giant ape. And I okay. So this ape, is it supposed to be a giant baboon? Like it's like a mix of like a gorilla and a baboon. Like it
I
doesn't
think
have the big bulbous ass,
it's
but.
supposed to be a silverback, but definitely looks baboonish.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a gorilla, but the proportions are a little square.
Yeah, he's got some nice shoulders on him though. I'll give him that. Like he's he must work out. No, but yeah. So this aphid starts attacking the chemical plant. Of course, they're like, "Fire! Fire! Take it out!" And you see the skin getting like blasted off of its face and stuff from all these weapons hitting it. I'm like, oh hell yeah, this movie's awesome already. Wait,
Right.
oh my God, it's a robot under it. It's a mecha ape. Yeah, title card, Ape versus Mecha Ape. Guys, what do we think? Oh, no. No, but yeah, then we get to, I don't know, there's some drone flying around in the forest of California. And gets swatted down by this giant ape hand or whatever. So then we cut to this, I don't know, control center or whatever. And I don't know, we see a scientist that's like, oh, Abraham's vitals are climbing. Someone must have breached or we have a perimeter breach and blah, blah, blah. And okay, did they not say Eve's vitals are rising too?
I don't. I remember them talking about Abrahams or Abe's,
Yeah.
but and you'll have to forgive me. I'm maybe a little confused during this because I, other than Sloane, I didn't catch anyone's character name.
Yeah.
It's like I have this as the NASA dude with good hair.
It has to do with good hair that I'm sure they originally wanted Barry Bostwick to play or something.
Right.
But yeah, he's talking about Abraham's vitals climbing, and he mentioned an Eve too, and I'm like, who is this Eve? Is this What movie is this? Am I supposed to know who Abraham is already? And yeah, Abraham's this, as we find, a 45-foot ape that was launched into space, apparently, and came back with alien DNA inside of it, and that's why it's so big.
Right.
But it's not for another, like, 15 minutes before we hear all the parts to put that together.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not sort of consistently used or presented either. It's just sort of a fact that's out there.
Yeah, it's just like, everybody knows about that. You know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And then we went, had him go live on an island where apparently other humans live, because apparently we couldn't just get our own ape island. NASA couldn't secure an ape island.
Yeah, the protesters outside of this place. I'm like, oh, guys. Wait. Guys, good. Let's give a round of applause for the grips and the boom mic guys. Let's get congratulations.
We needed Apestein Island.
Yeah. I thought you said Apestein Island. I was correct. Get these children out of here.
Steve's not dumb enough to get sucked into that cult, but he is nosy enough.
That's right. So we see this lady Sloan, who I guess is heading up the department. She shows up and I don't know, interrogates this guy Joel that they have in custody, who is the guy with the drone, and basically just interrogating her. And it's like why are you filming our ape? And I don't know, we get a recap of the movie. Yeah, I guess a previous movie where he was shot into space, alien DNA, government evil, wah. But then twist, Sloan's like, you know what, you're free to go and take your drone with you, just don't come back. And I love how he's like, where's my memory card? And I'm like, what memory card? Yeah, so yeah, then I don't know, then we cut to city council wanting to move the ape, and that's why like there's protesters like, get that giant ape out of our city. And I'm like, this is a goddamn national forest.
And there are 5 protesters.
Yeah. Well, it's half the population. This is like Wairika or one of those Mendocino County towns.
Right.
Or
whatever. Definitely the locals are growing meth. That's what we know. And yes, they're growing it. They're just farming it.
That makes sense, because them seeing 45-foot tall gorillas in the woods would not raise any suspicion.
Yeah. I mean, Sasquatch was bad enough, but come on. But, but yeah, then we find out that apparently Abraham and Sloan like communicate by using flashlights of different colors, and I don't know, she like goes out into the forest and is like, hey, grape ape. I'm like, you're gonna get sued, don't do that. But she's, you know, showing her purple flashlight like, hey, purple means cool, it's cool, homie, just relax, your vitals are going up. And then, okay, we see Sloan. She starts, like, biting her lip and then starts undressing. Now, she's just taking off, like, her coat and, like, a top couple of layers or whatever to show that she's, I don't know, relaxing or whatever. But I'm like,
oh, Steve, movie, don't fuck this up.
Yeah, movie, don't you dare. Don't you do this. And then she's like, hey, want to play ball in the hole? And I'm like, oh, Jesus, movie, no, don't.
Oh, Steve, we skip past the soldier standing in the way of the ape dong.
Okay, so we had to pause like a minute in, because we watched this with our mother-in-law, and she likes to wait until we're about 45 seconds into a movie to realize she needs to do something.
Sure. Great.
Needs to do everything.
Yep.
Yeah,
but when we paused it, like it was showing the ape when it was attacking the Vladivostok or whatever chemical plant, and there was a gentleman positioned directly so you wouldn't see whether this thing had a dong or not, because you know if he's a Ken doll, then it's like, oh, that's a robot. but they wanted to be a surprise. I don't know. Anywho,
We had a lot of questions about ape dong after that in this movie, and then her stripping for her ape just really brought a lot of those questions back up.
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost my internet connection's going in and out.
Oh no!
I lost you for a second, but I'm back. I think
you're just gonna do this to us now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, on a giant ape movie, no less.
I know.
Right.
Hearing this, the holiest of months, April.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Then I just have written down, okay, green means sad. And I'm like, oh, well, if green means sad, then obviously you want him to be in the middle of a forest, right?
Right.
That's what you're trying to have him not be depressed, right? Okay. Good call.
Well, one thing I did enjoy was when they were in their headquarters and they were showing all the high-tech equipment that they use to work with this giant, you know, this alien modified gigantic ape, is that it was just a shelf of rope and flashlights.
Yeah.
Like, that's the high-tech equipment they have. That's what NASA's providing.
Hey, and that NASA's had their funding cut a lot the last couple of years. But, yeah, so I don't know. There's like some meeting about Mecha Ape because, you know, they're like, hey, so yeah, this Mecha Ape that we apparently made since the last movie, we tested it out and holy crap, you should have seen it. It really tore this chemical plant a new a-hole. And apparently it did it without explosions too, so it's super awesome. Okay, cool. But then we go back to, Valadrezhka. And we see these parents, and I don't know, they're standing over, I assume, the charred remains of their son or whatever. Like, it's just some ash with a ring in it. And we see the mother pick up the ring, and she starts acting her ass off.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll give her this. At least her accent is somewhat consistent throughout the movie.
Yes, her accent is consistent.
And, yeah, so but she's like, the Americans, they must be held responsible. They must be shown consequences for what they've done. They killed our only son. And of course, the dad's like, duh, we will. So then we cut to the Pentagon, and apparently, or no, that's right. We're back in this meeting, and apparently, the Pentagon wants to take control of Abraham now. And I mean, they just want to. I think it's kind of their thing. They're like, hey, that's right. It was good. Like, the city council wants to throw him out, so we should probably just take care of him. And I don't know, we'll put him somewhere, maybe in a box.
I think it's this scene. They're sitting, supposed to be sitting around a conference table, and the conference table looks like a dinner table you would buy at Big Lots.
Oh yes,
it's like 4 feet long and just glass, and it looks. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, total. Yeah, there's a lot of a lot of locations in this where it's like, okay, so this is a basement somewhere, and right. Could they at least put like a tablecloth over the folding table that they're saying the general sits at? Okay,
exactly.
But yeah, and of course NASA, they're like, but any change could lead to Abraham doing another attack. Remember the last movie? And I'm like, no, but I don't know. Then I don't know. We cut to a boat that's like harvesting fish sticks or something. I remember my wife was saying, I didn't quite see.
They were just harvesting fish, but I was joking that it was the source of fish sticks.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that was a boat. What's that got to do with anything? Maybe it'll explain later. So then we cut to the Pentagon. And ladies and gentlemen, an actual actor you may have heard of has entered the movie. General Tom Arnold is now being briefed on the situation. And of course,
he does a terrible job in this movie.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay, I know why they were showing the boat. Because when they were pulling up the fish or whatever, there was the missile.
Armed but not detonated nuclear missile.
Yeah, the core had been damaged, so it was like potentially leaking radioactive chemicals or fluid or radiation, I guess. And
I actually kind of like this bit because I don't know if the writers knew this, but it's sort of a true story. There is a missing nuclear bomb off of the coast of Georgia. From right after World War II, a plane crashed carrying one not far from Savannah. So there's one out there.
Oh, man. Honestly, I'm surprised there's only one. I'm not gonna
lie. There's only one I know, like, because it's not far from where I'm at. So I'm familiar with that one. There may be more.
And on a beautiful, clear night, you can see that beautiful green glow along the horizon. Yeah.
I keep getting kaiju coming up around here. I don't know why.
giant crawfish, or I don't know what you guys get. Oh no, it's a mega gator or whatever. Yeah,
a giant possum or something.
Mega gator versus ultra possum. I'd watch that movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're talking about, like, oh yeah, it's this 60-year-old Broken Arrow. We gotta move it to Indiana where it's safe. And I'm like, oh, okay. Nowhere else you could take that a little closer since you found it in the ocean somewhere? I don't know.
Yeah, they found it in the ocean off the coast of Indiana, babe.
Yeah.
We're about to
Wait, did they find it in Lake Michigan?
We're about to see. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Well, but yeah, and anyway, so the Russians hear about it, and of course they're like, oh yes, we will steal the nuclear missile and then use it against the Americans. So they're en route. And they're holding up at the 7K motel. And these Russians go over their plan. It's basically the husband and wife from earlier, you know,
yeah,
vengeance on their son or whatever. Some other lady spy. I think there was another dude. And then there's Russian Ruby Rose, just some hacker chick, right?
Yeah.
And she's apparently able to hack Mecha Ape while he's being transported back to America, like back to Indiana as well, on a plane. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. How? Don't worry about it. She's a hacker. She can do anything.
Yeah.
She just hacked your wallet.
Oh, she's going to hack the Roomba here shortly.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
That is, for pretty much any Asylum movie, that is the mantra. It's like, don't worry about it. Just keep moving forward.
Just go with it. Just go with it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, the hacker lady has a Russian accent by way of Wisconsin this entire movie.
Oh my god. It's, she cannot pin down an accent to save her fucking life.
She's like, we will really show the Americans, that the
and then she will go super hard on all of the consonants.
Yeah.
And then she'll go back to Wisconsin, you know.
I am hacking the Mega Ape with all of the power of this computer. Like, Jesus, come. Nobody else was available short notice. I don't know, but no second takes. So what happens? Yeah, so the secretary, what was her name, Laura or something? Oh no, that's right, it's like the Secretary of Defense or whatever calls Sloan because they were able to hack Mecha Ape and they lost contact the plane that it was on. And so they're like, yeah, so the plane's crashed, but like none of it's Mecha Ape, so we gotta find it. And I don't know, Joel's back for whatever reason. That's right, he runs into Doctor with Good Hair or whatever, and he's basically like, wait, you never told me you were a doctor. Yeah, I'm a professor at the local college in, I don't know, aeronautical sciences or some shit like that. And I'm like, of course you were like,
yeah, he's basically the Michio Kaku.
Theoretical physicist.
Yeah, but like not as cool.
Yeah, and then he casually mentioned something like, yeah, remember that Ape versus Lizard in DC a couple years ago? And I'm like,
yeah, that was my ape.
Wait, was that the first movie? And then he mentioned something about mind control and the alien DNA going dormant yet still somehow mutating while it's dormant. And I'm like, oh fuck, I don't care, man. What? Right. Just tell me what I need to know. Don't make me think about this movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of dialogue in here filling space that mm-hmm. is largely irrelevant to everything in the movie.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay. Yeah. We'll get to it. But when Tom Arnold's talking to that lady for like 5 minutes,
yeah,
and it's about nothing to do with the movie, really. Like, yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. But
well, the third line of my notes was 1,000 Mecha Apes with 1,000 typewriters wrote this.
Yeah, this is what AI is for.
Yeah.
Speaking of AI, so then we see the Russians have hacked a Roomba and have mapped out the lab that they're going to break into.
I mean, it is pretty clever.
Yeah, whoever came up with that,
yeah, was definitely patting themselves on the back. But yeah.
Yeah. And then we get further explanation about the colors and like what they mean communicating with Abraham. And it's mentioned that red is like last resort, do not use kind of a thing. And I'm like, well, all right, well, we're going to see red, but
we will like, and why would you pick red, which is such a common color for emergency flashers?
Yeah. Or fire trucks, or, you know, anything that would be called in the case of a giant ape attacking anywhere.
That, maybe it's that, like,
that's like trying to keep them in a forest to make them sad, because green means sad.
Right? yeah, I don't... there's so many colors, guys.
Yeah, there's at least eight.
Ribbon? At least.
Yeah. Okay.
At least.
If only we had someone with a degree in color theory or something that could...
Look, oh, we need to keep him sad. Turn on the periwinkle light.
Babe, I could spend all day talking to you about the primaries and the secondaries and the tertiaries and the tints and the shades and the hues, but we just simply don't have time because we have apes.
That's right. We also have Russians that are, I guess, getting past the facial recognition cameras by looping them with video from the past. Okay, cool. Whatever. Doesn't matter. But they have to pick a security guy's face to, I guess, loop everything to. Robbie, did you notice what the name of that security guy was?
I did not. What was it?
It's Peter Elliott. Do you have any idea who Peter Elliott is?
I do not.
Ladies and gentlemen, gather around, because we're about to dive into a world of ape movie lore. Okay. Peter Elliott, I mean, obviously in 1995's Congo, the greatest movie ever made, that was the character played by... Dylan Baker or whatever. You know,
really,
what one of the doctors from Berkeley, you know, the main hero, quote unquote.
Yeah,
though really like fifth billing in my eyes,
the main guy fucking the ape.
That's right. But the real Peter Elliott that character's name is based on, ladies and gentlemen, he was, for example, King, the guy in the suit in 1976's King Kong, as well as King Kong Lives. And he's basically, anytime you see, he's the real life Andy Serkis back in the 70s and 80s, like the guy in the monkey suit.
Yeah.
Like he was in, oh God, what's that like caveman movie where there's no words?
Oh.
Missing Link? What's Missing Link. Missing Link, that's the one. I think. I don't know. But yeah. Peter Elliott, look him up. He's that guy.
That's a good callback.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, all right. Very clever movie. Either that or they were just going with a guy from Congo.
Yeah.
But yeah, then we cut to the crash site at apparently Indiana Dunes State Park, which is a real place. But I never would have guessed Indiana had dunes, but then it's like, I guess there is part of that state that's on one of the Great Lakes. So, okay, good to know.
Yeah, and they're huge. You actually could hide a mecha ape in them.
Nice.
Yeah. I used to live in northern Indiana.
We have an expert.
So do they ship a lot of broken arrows there?
They should. I mean, you're not really going to do any harm. Don't want to upset anyone from Indiana, but you're not going to do a lot of harm to Indiana.
Oh, it's probably true. But but then, the Russians, they activate Mecha Ape, and he pops up out of the sand dunes. And I guess Mecha Ape is supposed to be like a distraction, because then that's when they're deciding to like infiltrate the lab and, you know, get that missile. While everybody's, you know, in the sand dunes trying to take care of the plane crash and now the giant robot ape that's destroying everything. And okay, this lab they're sneaking around in, I'm like, that looks like a vet office. I don't know why. like I assume they're going to open one of those doors and there's going to be a cat getting declawed or something, or, you know. But yeah, so they're wandering around and, yeah, Mecha Ape just starts going to like the nearest town and starts destroying homes. And meanwhile, it keeps cutting to like Tom Arnold back in his office of the Pentagon. And this is where Tom Arnold is acting. He's yelling and he's banging his hand on the desk. And he's like, we got to stop this robot ape. Rah!
And people are yelling back at him, but we don't know how. We have to get the crew that built him.
Yeah.
And apparently the Pentagon is someone's rec room basement.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, it's one of those rooms that's like 6 foot by 8 foot. Like, it's a guest bedroom in a basement somewhere.
Yeah,
with like books in the background.
They rented like a very small hotel that was used for shooting porns to record every office in this.
Ah.
Why are these books so sticky? Yeah.
In fact, when our Russian hackers got first all came to their apartment, I was joking like, can you believe they just shot the porn the other day or like 24 hours ago here?
That explains our new curtains.
Yeah.
And when the ape is going around destroying all those towns in Indiana, I'm like, oh man, those girls from Good Bones are going to get some really good deals.
Yeah.
See, guys, on HGTV, there's a show called Good Bones, where a mother and daughter construction company take old beaten down homes and refurb them and try to sell them for a profit.
Mecha Ape destroying Indiana. Cue the meme of the guy behind the tree rubbing his hands together. Yeah. It's teaching my hammer.
Fantastic. Meanwhile, Sloan's. She's there at the crash site or whatever, and Mecha 8, that's right, she's being driven by her assistant in the car or whatever, and she's like, I have to get on board Mecha 8, and I'm like, wait, what now?
Yep, the only way.
And then she like hops out of the car, climbs up the same flight of stairs like 8 times, jumps off of the roof, and on the back of Mecha 8, and I'm like, oh fuck, this movie's awesome.
So, Steve and Izzy, can I say something at this point where with Sloan going up the stairs and this movie, as we're describing it, it sounds like there's a lot of action. Like she runs up the stairs and then jumps off through onto the Mecha 8. But in reality, you see almost nothing. You see her running up the stairs a lot. And even when she does make it to the 8, you see her kind of rolling around in a boiler room.
Yep.
But we don't get to see a lot of action.
Yeah. Okay, so for the next, I don't know, 45 minutes of movie, she's inside of this Mecha Ape, like constantly going back and forth between, I don't know, a laptop that's inside of there and then another, I guess the exit or whatever, I don't know. But meanwhile, like it's implied that Mecha Ape is having these amazing battles and destroying everything outside. Instead, we just see her like super zoomed up, like trying to hack. And then like the camera's shaking and you hear like crunchy noises and shit. And I'm like, and every once in a while she's like peeking outside through like a little hole or whatever. And I'm expecting her to say, oh my God, this is the most amazing fight I've ever seen.
Right.
But you'll never see it as the movie watcher.
Yep.
I don't know. From here, oh yeah, I've written down here. Yep, that's definitely not a boiler room she's in. But yeah, when she's accessing this laptop, she's like, oh my God, Mecha Ape has been hijacked. And I don't know, she answers her phone and gives some exposition. But she's like, I know where these are. These are coordinates. Here, find out where these coordinates are. Oh, it's this DEG labs where the missile's at. Oh my God, we've been hacked by Russians.
Oh,
okay. And then we cut back to Tom Arnold, and he's like, Jesus H. Christ, we got another DC on our hands.
But this time in Indiana.
That's right.
Thank God it's a flyover state.
But babe, there's only one thing they can do to stop this Mecha Ape.
Mecha Ape?
What do they do?
They have to take it apart bolt by bolt, right?
Nope, they got to stop it first. Because they don't know she's on it. They got to send the ape.
They got to. Oh, that's right. They have to go get Abraham.
Yeah. And then, this is a part of a scene where, like, there's this other lady in the room with Tom Arnold. He's like, send the ape. And she's basically like, well, what are our other options? Well, we can't do a nuclear option because we can't have bombs on Main Street USA and blah, blah, blah. And, like they just go back and forth for, like, 4 or 5 minutes about, like, different options that we know they're not going to do.
Right.
So it's like, yep, gotta make that 82-minute runtime or whatever. So then we see Dr. Goodhair and Joel. They're on choppers. Choppers show up and like they're like, hey, what are these guys doing here? And I guess they're picking them up to, that's right. The choppers are going to get the ape. And Dr. Joel, they're like, oh, you can't do that, blah, blah, blah. No one cares. And meanwhile, Mecha 8, okay, so he's destroyed a bunch of homes and he's gone back to the lab. But I'm like, wait, if he was the distraction so the Russians could get the missile, why would they have him go to where they are? Because they're like just about to leave and they're almost like, oh shit, Mecha Ape's here.
Right.
Like, oh man, that hacker bitch screwed us, you know, that kind of thing. So they leave the missile behind, but then Mecha Abe just like grabs it and like puts it on his hip, like a wallet chain or something.
Yeah, his handy nuclear warhead holster.
Yeah, puts it right in his belt loop and it's going to stay right there.
Oh, yeah.
But fucking Joel is saying stuff like, well, maybe Abraham is fighting because, you know, when we sent him into space, he no longer considers Earth to be his home. And that's why he's fighting, because he's trapped here and blah, blah. I'm like, I don't fucking care.
Because of the alien DNA they injected him with, that's really like a kill switch or a trigger.
Yeah. Thank God we just cut to Abraham being in a net being flown by a couple Hueys or whatever. Because I guess they tranked him. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And he's being taken from, I assume, California to Indiana. Or, yeah. I don't know. Is this force supposed to be like in Indiana somewhere?
No, he was in Nebraska.
Oh, wait. What? No, there was a hill there in that forest, so that's definitely not Nebraska.
I'm pretty sure. I thought that they had some establishing shot that said he was in, you know, hilly Nebraska.
Huh. All right. Well, yeah, okay. Nebraska's a little closer. I'll let it go.
But they do kind of play fast and loose with time and space in this.
So oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I was curious, because, like, wait, Sloane was at the, you know, where Abraham was, but then she just popped up at, you know, Indiana Dunes State Park or whatever. Right. So, like, did she take the jet, or I don't know. Anyway, so we cut back to Sloane. Speaking of which, she's back inside of the ship or inside a Mecha Ape or whatever. And she's basically like, hey, if the computer, I don't know, said something like, hey, if this computer gets disconnected or whatever, then all the weapons go live or are released or something like that. And I'm like, wait, that's not what you want, though, right? Because he's talking about, like, yeah, disconnecting the computer and then, like, restarting it or whatever, but all the weapons will be released. And I'm like, and Indiana becomes a crater. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Why that would seems, that even be a thing?
That seems why like a design flaw.
Yeah. Babe, what's the design flaw? It doesn't have an off switch. It only has a self-destruct. Yeah, but... oh, yeah, so Sloane just starts, like, pulling a bunch of wires and shit, and, yeah, this is where she, like, looks through a little peephole, and I'm expecting her... Oh, that's right. This is where she's like, oh, my God, this Mecha Ape has a missile on its hip. And I'm like, how do you see that? How do you, if you're looking forward, how are you seeing his hip? But whatever, it doesn't matter. And okay, so then Abraham just gets dumped off by a bunch of windmills. I assume this could be in Nebraska, totally. But you know, he kind of wakes up from his, you know, drunken tranquilizer haze or whatever, and he's like, where the fuck am I? Well, Mecha Ape shows up, and so they start fighting. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's the other thing too, because how far is Indiana Dunes State Park from Chicago? It can't be that far, right?
No, the dunes are up on the edge of the lake, and Chicago's further west on the lake. So
it's, yeah, so like maybe like a 2-hour drive or something.
Yeah, maybe a 2-hour drive.
Okay, yeah, because
that makes sense.
Because apparently Mecha Ape is now heading towards Chicago, and Ape is trying to stop him.
It's important that this movie really stick, you know, within a grounded world with a lot of accuracy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Only because Steve will take it apart if it's like... look, guys, if you try to pull a Transformers Revenge of the Fallen where, like, oh, yeah, we're just at a museum in Washington, D.C., and then we magically transported to Airplane Graveyard in Arizona... I'm going to call you out on it.
Yeah.
In a theater. I don't care. Yeah.
I did that when I went to see Pearl Harbor. Because the only thing I remember two bad things about the movie, but one was that Ben Affleck gets on a train in New York to go to London. And I'm not clear which train that is that does that.
It's the one that goes to Hogsworth or whatever. You just have to believe.
Yeah. I love that Steve doesn't even know the name of the town, like, unironically.
What, Hogsworth? Hogsworth?
I don't know.
Hawthorne? What were we?
I don't know even anymore.
Hathaway?
Hogsworth.
Hogswort. Is that not what I said? Hagglethwart. So anyway, yeah. Oh, so yeah, they're fighting. Mecha Ape starts like choking out Ape and holding him up against a windmill that keeps dinging him in the back of the head or whatever. But yeah, then he starts firing missiles and rail guns, and Sloane's like cutting wires inside, and then she starts changing the eyes of Mecha Ape to flash red, and I'm like, last resort already? Okay. Does red mean stop now, according to her? Okay. And so then I'm like, wait, so she wants Ape to stop fighting Mecha Ape as he's like unloading on him? All right, I guess that's what's going on. Yeah, what happens from here? I don't know. The Russians, that's right, they're like leaving town now, and they're like questioning whether they should even go home, because like, if we go back, the FID or, you know, KGB, whatever derivative they're talking about, they will certainly kill us. And the husband's like, no, they will understand. We will be, I'm ready to stand trial, but I think they'll understand that we are trying to take out the Americans against their orders, or I don't know, some stupid shit. But of course, the wife, she's like, no, we must run away now. We will avenge our son and then live life on the run. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Yeah.
Steve, well, you know, the KGB are notorious for being extraordinarily understanding of people's circumstances. Oh,
totally. Yeah, especially if it's like, I explicitly told you not to do that, and you did it anyway.
We are really going to have a talk with you about this.
Does this smell like acid to you? Fuck! but yeah, Mecha AAP, he's apparently losing power, but like, I don't know, at the rate a cell phone does or something, like it takes a while. But hey, it's 5 miles to Chicago. Oh no, it's already trampling the suburbs. And and apparently Sloane is now trapped inside, because I guess in the fight, the was it like the mechanics hatch or whatever she used to get in there has been jammed shut. Right. And
it must have gotten bent in the fight. I can't get out.
Yep. And so then we get to Chicago. Mecha Ape and Ape arrive. I don't know. She tries doing the red eyes thing to get Ape to stop, because I guess he, you know, his vitals are peaking, because, you know, he's in a fight with a giant robot version of himself in the middle of downtown Chicago.
Literally designed to be a better version of him.
Yeah. But yeah, they fight. We get a bunch of like missiles blasting buildings, and I swear to God, Ape did like the Matrix thing where he's like dodging bullets and shit.
And there is one line, I don't remember who said it, but they're saying that Abe will do anything to get Sloane out of Mecha Ape, that he knows that she's in there. How?
Yeah.
It's like, how does Abe know that she's inside Mecha Ape? Did I miss something?
The blinking red lights?
No, he saw her before the first fight. Like he like looked into the eyes of Mecha Ape and like saw her like waving through one of the windows or whatever.
Oh, the little peephole or whatever.
Yeah. He saw her through the peephole, because they were talking about how like, oh, he needs to dismantle it or whatever, but he may not know you're still in there. And she's like, oh, he'll know. I'll send him a sign.
Yeah, so yeah, they're fighting, and at one point Ape grabs like the old L train and slaps Mecha Ape like it's a baseball bat or something. But yeah, there's like a total of like 30 seconds of stuff going on in this movie, because apparently these graphics are expensive. I don't know, but yeah, meanwhile, Sloane, she's in there just bleeding like, Abe, you have to stop, please. And so then Ape gets lit up like a fucking Christmas tree with a railgun. And he's down. But then Mecha Ape kind of stops too, and I'm like, oh, I guess his battery's on low now. I don't know. But then Sloane is also dying, because was the missile leaking radiation or something? Like, what the fuck was going on there? I couldn't quite tell.
At this point, I am not clear on why anything is happening.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, so things are happening. You know,
they certainly are. but Yeah, what's happening from here? Oh yeah, so the plane arrives with Dr. Goodhair and Joel, and I think her assistant's on it too, if I remember right. But they have like some tranquilizer aerosol thing they're trying to use, but I don't know.
Who are they trying to put? Are they trying to put Abe to sleep?
Yeah, they're trying to like have Abe go to sleep because he's relaxing, otherwise like his heart explodes or some shit. I don't know.
Oh.
But then they get there and Abe, got lit up like a Christmas tree, but then he's okay. And then Joel's like, oh, it's because of that alien DNA I was talking about earlier. And I'm like, sure, all right. But then they miss with the tranquilizer stuff. And then Abe just starts going fucking ham on Mecha Abe, trying to like rip it open. And Sloane's still like, please stop, you're gonna kill me in here.
And their plane crashes. Why?
Yeah, that's right.
It's like
just crashes, I don't know, middle of Linkin Park or I don't know, whatever in Chicago. But then I'm like, oh, Sloane can get out now. Oh, cool, she's already 2 blocks away on the street. Because I guess they cut a scene there where she was actually getting out, kind of like where she was jumping on the ape. They just kind of show her running on the roof and then landing on the Mecha Ape. Yeah, I don't know. It's great stuff. But yeah, Mecha Ape's back online again, and I'm like, okay, cool. So then there's another fight, and I think Ape starts beating Mecha Ape with its own arm,
Yeah.
and that was fucking sweet. And then okay, the plan from here, because I guess the core of the missile's melting down, is Sloane is trying to lead Ape and to put Mecha Ape in this skyscraper pole foundation that's like 100 feet deep or whatever. They're gonna throw
Right.
Mecha Ape in there, and then the missile goes off, and everybody lives happily ever after. And I'm like, okay, this plan, A, 100 feet's not gonna do it, especially when it's
No.
open at the top. Secondly, if a nuclear weapon goes off 100 feet deep in Chicago, there is no more Chicago. Just have you not even seen Broken Arrow? Just the ripple.
Obviously, they haven't, Steve.
Yeah, but yeah, she leads over there. Ape like picks up Mecha Ape and just like runs with a hole over his head or whatever, tosses him in the hole.
Ball in the
Boom.
hole.
Yeah, down this hole that's definitely more than 100 feet.
But I'll give the screenwriters one thing. They brought it back, the ball in the hole. It's like,
Oh yeah, that's right.
yes.
Yeah, so yeah, then it explodes. Boom. Tunnel of fire coming up out of the well as, Ape's in there banging his chest. Ooh. Great stuff. Then the fallout hits him. You see him, you see the skin fall off, and he's just bone. All Chicago, Chi-Town has a ripple effect going on. All the skyscrapers fallen. All the people are killed. Ripples into Lake Michigan. Millions are dead. Roll credits. Guys, what do we think of Ape versus Mecha Ape?
Oh, snap.
Oh wait, there's more. Nope, everybody's fine. Yeah, he bangs his chest. The Russians. Okay, so when it shows the Russians on like the private jet, I thought they were in the air
Yes.
because it has the noises like they're in the air flying and shit. But then like they start rumbling, and I'm like, turbulence maybe? Nope. Apparently they were just sitting on the tarmac, and then Ape showed up and like shook them out of there. And the government's like, hey, we got those Russians. Hey, NASA, guess what? You have custody of Abe back. Yay! Roll credits. It's pretty much that quick, too.
Yeah.
Guys, that's Ape versus Mecha Ape.
Was quick entertainment.
Yeah. Chef Robbie, would you recommend this?
I mean, if you were 6 years old, it could, it could be kind of entertaining, I think. I've spent worse 80 minutes, I'll say that,
I mean, that's true. Yeah.
but it was more, there was surprisingly little action in this. There was a lot of a girl stuck in a boiler room or people driving a car looking and pointing.
A
There
lot of
wasn't,
people telling me what's happening.
yeah, there was
Yeah.
that, yeah, exactly. A lot of people explaining to me what the apes are doing. And I got,
Shockingly, not very many apes for the entire title to be about apes.
right.
Well, there's the two main ones,
Yeah,
Ape and Mecha Ape.
but we don't get enough of them.
Yeah.
Like Godzilla 2017.
2014.
2014.
Yeah.
Sorry, 2014.
Babe, how about you? Would you recommend this movie?
I really can't. Not in babe action.
Wait, so are you not watching... Hold on, I gotta pull up
Babe,
the Ape versus Monster.
No, don't get me wrong. We're watching it for sure, 100%. I'm in. I can't recommend this for other people.
Hold on, I gotta see the series of movies that.
Yes, how many are in the series?
Yeah, because this seems like it's the third or fourth. So.
Yeah, there's pretty established lore that's kind of hinted at.
Well, let's see. Yeah, there's definitely Ape versus Monster 2021. Let's see if this is the first one. After crash landing back to Earth, an ape grows to an enormous size and dukes it out with a gigantic Gila monster. Okay, yeah, maybe that's the first one. This is the second. Okay. Guys, spoilers. It's not on Tubi, but it is on Amazon Prime for free.
Ah.
That's Ape versus Monster 2021. Maybe coming next April. Oh, babe, the star of this movie, move over, Tom Arnold. Eric Roberts is in the fucking house.
What? Ooh.
And it's again a tight like 85 minutes. I'm in. Oh, people have also searched. Okay, yeah, Monster Island, Triassic Hunt, Triassic Hunt. That's like calling someone an old bitch or something. You Triassic Hunt. Ooh, Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark. Okay, yeah. There's. All right, so this is the second in the series. But guys, later this year, what was it? Ape, X Mecha Ape, : New World Order. We might have to do them both. Yeah, I can't really recommend this movie unless you're an absolute ape nut like I am. But yeah, I mean, would I rather watch this or Konga TNT? Probably this.
I mean, is it the
or
worst neither, thing,
or some, or another one.
It's the worst thing. Just there are so many good ape movies. We've talked about some of them just this month.
We sure have.
Yeah, you don't need to waste your time with this.
Nice. Well, on that note, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. Oh, but when we come back, we have more beer, fun facts, and what we learned from Ape versus Mecha Ape.
In the mean streets of Steel Town, Detective John Claw is the law.
Jesus, John, he wasn't even resisting arrest.
But when the warlords of Africa come to town, even the law needs some help.
John, you've lost 3 partners this month, but we brought in an expert. Meet your new partner. She's been working with Interpol for years.
Amy, good, gorilla.
Captain, no. I don't partner with no talking monkey.
Amy, no, monkey.
Jesus, John, get woke, will you? She's an ape! And she's been following this Mokeli Mobibi character for years. You're not the only one that wants to take this sumbitch down. You did pretty good out there tonight.
Clink.
Where are you after, Mobibi?
Amy, want justice. Bad man, kill family.
What? I didn't know he killed your family.
Drugs, guns, human trafficking, poaching. Mokeli Mobibi is one evil man.
I want Claw and his family dead.
Michael Jai White as Mokeli Mobibi.
You're too late, John. Now your girlfriend has to pay.
Elizabeth Shue, because we need a girl in this movie.
John, no! Save yourself!
Jean-Claude Van Damme as John Claw.
No!
And in her triumphant return to cinema, the star of Congo, Amy.
Amy, I'm glad you could make it. As you can see, I made a vest out of your father.
Amy, want justice. Kill ugly bad man.
You can try.
Amy, no, try. Amy, do.
Coming this fall, Banana Splits. Monkey see, monkey die.
Directed by Simon West.
There's so many podcasts out there. How do I find the one for me?
For so long, I've searched for podcasts all over, but none of them seem to fit my needs. Where is my Nick Cage Pissing Fire podcast? Where's my Monkey Tickling? I couldn't find it anywhere until I found the Everything I Learned from Movies podcast with Steve and Izzy. And now I get to hear about all the monkey tickling I want, baby.
So many podcasts out there are all talk and no Congo. That's why I listen to Everything I Learned from Movies.
Greatest living actor? Nicolas Cage, of course. That's why I listen to Everything I Learned from Movies.
One-liners, plot holes, gratuitous boobies? Fun fact, that's why I listen to Everything I Learned from Movies.
See if Everything I Learned from Movies is right for you at EILF Movies, that's Everything I Learned from Movies, on Twitter, Facebook, or Patreon. Free on all the major podcatchers.
Hey, this is Brendan Steer, the director of The Velocipaster, and you're listening to Everything I Learned from Movies.
And we're back!
Oh my god, Steve, there's the greatest ads that ever added in the history of adding!
Oh, she said it! Looking better every week!
Sorry, I was burping and I was trying not to be loud.
No, it's okay, go for it.
They get better every week.
Yeah. Babe, I don't know about you. I'm a little thirsty.
I'm still sober. Let's fix this.
I feel like I've been in Indiana Dunes for far too long. Yeah. Ooh, and from Odell Brewing in Fort Collins, Colorado, we have Oktoberfest Märzen-style lager. We've had this one a few months.
What?
Yeah.
It's 6 months?
Or no, wait. Actually, no, we probably got this at the...
I picked that up in October in 2023.
From the liquor store?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wait, maybe not the liquor store.
I think I got it like a month or two ago, but...
No. This is one of the ones we got from during Oktoberfest.
Okay, cool. Well, my top?
His top.
Nice. And the pool. Oh, is that empty? Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Just want to make sure. Yeah, pool.
Yeah. It's ooh, beautiful, yeah. Golden straw color beer.
Has an off-white foamy head, lots of bubbles, very effervescent.
Lots of bubbles, effervescent. Mm,
it smells like malty and cereal, which is appropriate for the style beer.
Yeah, nice, smooth, delicious Märzen, little caramel notes and bready notes, malt forward, little bit of those earthy noble hops. Yeah, I can dig it. It's Odell Brewing's Oktoberfest. Mm,
I will drink this all day long.
Mm-hmm. Rob, you still enjoying your Tropicala?
I just finished it.
Nice. Yeah. Moving on to round two? No,
I don't know. I would, but I'm recording this from my wife's office, which is actually a building located in our backyard. So ooh. I'd have to go inside.
Ah. Well, we'll be out of here quick so we can get you going on round two. But would either of you be interested in any fun facts about this movie?
I don't know, Steve. Are they... facts, super fun facts, because fun facts.
Well, let's find out.
Huh? Yes, please.
All right, Rotten Tomatoes, no critic reviews. What? No.
What?
But there is an audience score. Robbie, what do you think that is?
3.2.
Oh, on IMDb? Rotten Tomatoes, it's the percentage.
Oh, percentage.
Oh, no, he's still sick of 3.2.
Yeah, 3.2%.
No. 21%.
21, Izzy?
Oh, I'm going to go with my super generous 17%.
Izzy is closest. It is 10% with the audience.
Oh, Robbie, if you'd gone with your 3.2, you would have won by price.
5.2. Right. Oh, man.
Closest without going over.
Yep. No budget reported, but guys, there's a worldwide gross.
What?
And spoilers, it's all in the U.S., but there is a number. Izzy, any guesses on what that number could be for worldwide gross?
All right. I got to have you remind me. What was the Zizek's Road is the lowest grossing film. How much money did it make?
$18, and that's Zizek's Road.
Zizek's Road, and it had a...
starring Katherine Heigl.
Yeah, starring Katherine Heigl, and it had, what, like four refunds or something?
Yeah, $18 and two refunds.
I'm going to say $7.
Oh, you think you have a new record holder?
Oh, that's right. I guess that is the record holder. $22 and a six pack.
Robbie, how about you?
$11,000.
Robbie's closest, $37,591.
Oh, it's a floppity flop, flop, flop.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Maybe they only spent like $8,000 on it.
Yeah. It's... yeah.
Yeah, because Tom Arnold will show up for less than $8,000, I'm sure.
Well, it's all up there on the screen. We'll just put it that way.
Yeah. Everything we spent. And really the only other fun fact I have is the tagline for this movie. This shit is bananas.
This shit is bananas.
Okay, that's the best part of the movie.
Yeah, right. It's like they know it's shit and it's also bananas because apes. Anyway. but we've reached the most important part. What did we learn from Ape versus Mecha Ape? Chef Robbie, would you like to go first?
What did I learn from Ape versus Mecha Ape? I would say that the thing that my takeaway from it is that I could probably pay Tom Arnold to do most anything pretty reasonably. You know, if I could probably pay him to mow my yard or just show up and hang out.
I think it's all listed on Cameo if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
How about you, babe?
Oh, I learned that green means sad.
Oh. Well, I learned there's an Indiana Dunes State Park in northern Indiana on the shores of Lake Michigan or whatever.
Yeah.
We have to go check it out. Yeah, that's about all I got. Oh, yeah, don't send apes into space, otherwise they come back giants. I don't know. You hear me, NASA? Anyway.
Now you're going too far.
Right? Chef Robbie, thank you so much for joining us here on Everything I Learned from Movies. Do you have an online presence as well?
I have torpedoed most of my social media recently. So not a great deal of presence online. I just recorded a few days ago for They Must Be Destroyed on Sight for the movie The Grifters. So that's out currently.
Nice. So you can also hear him on Mustachioed Podcastio with Daniel Segura. He pops up occasionally on the Grindbin podcast. Be sure to check them out.
Most recently, the episode The Exterminator.
Yeah.
How about you, babe? Are you online at all?
I am. You can find me everywhere. Untidy Venus. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. I'm on all the social medias. I have a Patreon. And you can find me on the new Blue Skis. You can also find me on Pokemon Go at Untidy Venus. Steve.
Yes.
Where can we find you?
Oh, you can find us everywhere on all the major podcatchers under Everything I Learned from Movies, or hit us up directly on Twitter, Facebook, Patreon, and Blueski at EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies. Guys, yeah, it's true. April is kind of winding down here towards the end.
The most wonderful
time of the year. But guys, fear not, for in a couple weeks, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes will be coming into theaters. Yeah. Gee, are we going to see it? You bet your ass we are.
You bet your sweet ass for cream.
That's right. And then, babe, where else can they find us, like in May, June, July, August, September, October?
Oh, my God. Hopefully the Ogden Farmers Market.
Yeah.
But also all of the shows.
We got Davis Pride coming up on May 4th if you're in the Layton, Utah area. Guys, if you're in northern Utah and you're going to, I don't know, social events where there are vendors, we'll probably be there.
Probably. We're going to try, at least if there's gay people there.
Yeah.
We like gay events.
We love the gays and the gays love us.
What?
Ooh. So yeah, I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Missy.
Oh, I'm Chef Robbie.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Eight, no kill, Mecha Eight. Yeah, I can barely stand the shape of man.